Good morning. It's Thursday, the 15th of December. I'm Maria Gran, and you're listening to The Courier Daily. As Deputy First Minister John Swinney prepares to set out the budget later today, political reporter Rachel Amory will join us to let us know what we can expect from the SNP finance chief amid strikes and the cost of living crisis. The Courier. Local matters. Catch up on all the important issues affecting our communities this festive season at thecourier.co.uk. Back to our featured story now, where we take a look towards the Scottish Budget, which is due at 2pm today. Political reporter Rachel Amory is here to lay out the big budget headaches for John Swinney and what we can expect from his announcement later today. Rachel, please take it away.
Well, I don't think the budget is going to be good news, unfortunately. We have been hearing for months now about how stretched public finances are, and I think we are really going to see that in today's budget. Now, John Swinney says there's going to be three priorities here, and that is going to be eradicating child poverty, strengthening public services, and moving towards a net zero economy. But he's already said that difficult decisions have to be made here, and he also said there needs to be a fundamental change in the way the government manages public spending as well.
Does that mean that it could get quite bad for us?
Potentially, a lot of people are warning that it could, and this budget could lead to a lot of cuts. And we are talking about cuts to really key public services here. COSLA, now that's the Convention of Scottish Local Authorities, it's warning councils will face a funding gap of at least £1 billion, and that could leave councils struggling to maintain services such as schools, social care, road maintenance, waste collections, I mean, really key public services here. They're saying that £500 million of savings is needed in education. Now, let's just put that into context. That's the equivalent of about 8,500 teachers. And it's a similar situation in social care. They expect that area has to find £300 million of savings, which is the equivalent of 5,000 social care workers. Now, COSLA is warning that could lead to care home closures. And the Royal College of Nursing says that could lead to more hospital admissions and longer hospital stays as well. And we already know how much pressure the NHS is already under this winter. So that's not going to be welcome news to those who are going to have to pick up the pieces.
No, this doesn't sound good at all. Is there anything the Scottish Government could do then to find some money to solve the problems?
The taxes could maybe work. The Fraser of Allender Institute, it said the Scottish Government does have the power to use taxes to generate more revenue. And that's actually something the Scottish Trade Unions Congress is talking about. They want to see the government taxing the wealthiest in society. They've actually drawn up an economic paper which says £1.3 billion could be raised by introducing a wealth tax and replacing council tax. But we'll see exactly what happens later on today. Myself and others in the politics team will be watching the budget very closely.
Thank you, Rachel. It sounds like you're going to have a busy day. Thanks for joining us today on The Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts and don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier, local matters.